The Artisphere Festival is well into its second half now, the emphasis squarely on classical music. Small ensembles have been performing in various places for the past few nights in Northwest Arkansas. Tomorrow night, the full Artisphere Festival Orchestra will perform the first of their three major concerts, a night of Beethoven, inside Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The orchestra's musicians are handpicked by conductor Corrado Riveras. More than 80 musicians come from around the country, from around the world, in fact, to join together quickly and beautifully. Yesterday, the full orchestra had its first rehearsal, fewer than 60 hours before the baton drops on that Beethoven concert. For Corrado, the time between airport and rehearsal was incredibly brief. Bad weather in Chicago had delayed his arrival at XNA until late the night before. Yesterday, on stage at Walton Arts Center, just moments after the end of that first practice, he was enthusiastic, vibrant, even giddy.
We have always not to forget that, yes, we are working, but it's always a pleasure. So even in difficult conditions, I never forget that I'm very lucky. So the moment you start to play, you forget everything. But it's really amazing what you are saying, because the first year, I think we had 82 people in the orchestra, and I have chosen all of them one by one. But until you see all of them together, you think, oh, for sure we're going to miss someone the first rehearsal. And 1 hour before the downbeat, everyone was here. And it was really an emotion, I have to say. It's like to see a new baby coming.
This is the third year for Corrado, the music director of Opera Philadelphia, to conduct the Artisphere Festival Orchestra. He's not the only three-time alum. Many of the musicians who were picked for the first edition have come back for years two and three. Camden Shaw, a cellist both with the orchestra and the Dover Quartet, says he looks forward to coming back each summer.
This is such a well-run festival. Every facet of it is so professional. They treat you really well. It's comfortable. The food here is great, and the people are fantastic to work with, and it's a great orchestra. So really just every dimension of it is worth coming back to. It's very special.
Camden and the rest of the Dover Quartet have already played two concerts this past weekend before the larger ensemble gathered. Joel Link, violinist with both the quartet and the orchestra, is making his second appearance as part of the festival. He missed last year to attend a friend's wedding. He says he was reminded quickly upon his return this year of what his favorite part of the festival is, the audience.
They seem, when you're performing, you can definitely get a certain feeling from the audience, and it actually has a huge part in what we do and the kind of energy that we feed off of from them. And you can tell literally right away. And I think all the concerts we play here always have a lot of energy, just because the crowd seems to absorb everything like a sponge. And it's really exciting to play for people that you feel like are putting themselves into the performance, hopefully as much as we are. And we can definitely tell that the ones here, we were talking about actually after the last concert, like how fun it is to play here.
That was the first ever meeting between the Artisphere Festival piano and Andrew Tyson. Yesterday afternoon, he played those few notes just to become acquainted with the instrument he'll be with during tomorrow night's Beethoven concert. Andrew is the first prize winner of the 2011 Young Concert Artist International Auditions, and he arrived in Fayetteville just days after competing in the Queen Elizabeth Piano Competition in Belgium and completing a European tour. Now, he's turned his full attention to the Beethoven on tomorrow's program.
Well, you know, for this particular event, I really could not have predicted what would happen. As I entered the Queen Elizabeth, and I sort of thought, well, the competition is over June 1st. But after the competition was over, we were immediately thrown into this concert tour with repertoire that we hadn't played before. So I'm coming straight from that. The last concert there was 2 days ago. So it's really not possible sometimes to predict. And also that tour, we were traveling every day. So there wasn't really a lot of time to, you know, practice the Beethoven triple, but of course I worked on it before.
And unlike many of his fellow musicians, Andrew doesn't carry his own instrument with him. That's why he wanted to get just a feel for the piano yesterday afternoon. He says each instrument can be different.
For example, where I just came from in Brussels, they don't have New York Steinway, of course. It's only Hamburg Steinway. New York Steinway maybe is a bit warmer, and then the Hamburg is a bit more singing. So if you want to create a warm sound on a Hamburg Steinway, you have to work for that. And if you want to create a singing sound on a New York Steinway, you have to work for that. So you know, it's a question of taste, but also a question of approach as to how you adjust and deal with every new instrument.
Passion, experience, and certainly professionalism play big roles in why such a feat of music can be pulled off in such a short amount of time. As soon as the orchestra completes the Beethoven tomorrow night, they're thinking about and rehearsing for Monday night's program of Mozart at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. After that, they'll have all of 3 days to prep for the finale of Russian Masterpieces back at Walton Arts Center. Camden Shaw, cellist and now 3-time veteran of the festival, says the beginning is always just a bit hectic, but he can tell there's a subtle difference with this edition.
What is a little bit different now, I think, is that the vibe is a little more relaxed, because of course anytime you meet, you know, if you're assuming that you know almost no one when you come to an orchestra, if you're meeting 81 new people, which was the experience for a few of those people, you're just a little bit more nervous. Now, like Milena just mentioned, it feels kind of like a reunion. You come back and you see all these people you really missed over the course of the year. So actually everyone's just really at rest and having a great time. So that's great to feel.
For Corrado Riveras, the conductor, the festival is another opportunity to break the routine. Even though he's in his 3rd year at the helm of this orchestra, he says the variety of music and the variety of venues keeps it all very fresh.
Every time the piece is completely new, because of the people, the sound, the venue, as you say, it's always a new piece. And that really makes the excitement of our job, which is really not a job. I mean, they pay you to have fun.
The Artisphere Festival Orchestra will play tomorrow night at 7 at Walton Arts Center, then Monday night at 8 at Crystal Bridges, and then Friday the 28th back at Walton Arts Center. One note, Monday night's concert at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art will be broadcast live on KUAF beginning at 8. That's a first for the museum, a first for the Artisphere Festival, and a first for us. And if you'd like to hear more from the artists I talked to yesterday at Walton Arts Center, listen to the intermission Monday night on KUAF. This is Ozarks at Large.